This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I strongly believe in the power of asking.
Are we ready?
I guess not.
You salt your rim?
I'll salt or sugar my rim.
Okay, all right. That's new intro. When's the new intro? Next week?
I literally hate all of you.
And now,
a tradition unlike any other.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just don't know what's going to go on in the neighborhood. I mean, they shoot llamas.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
That needs less taste.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
You know why it works? Because it works.
This.
Hint your beef.
Is.
Too much nut.
The Hillman Morning Show.
These people are obviously on the radio because they're ugly.
First thing that hits me is the smell. Sewer mixed with vomit, mixed with BO, mixed with dirty feet.
With your host.
You're still doing it.
Registry Scofflaw.
Cold, hard criminal.
Greg Hill.
One of my bucket list items is to be on live PD.
Greg Hill, scared straight.
I could make a great dog if I just have buttocks.
I like a big hunk of meat.
The mostly STD-free Lyndon Byers on sports.
I've never, ever had any disease except crabs.
I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years.
I do a couple of sports minutes in their laser show.
That is, I would call that false advertising.
But when was the last time you had sex with your wife?
You are the ass man.
Mrs. Stiz Grimy.
Yo, girl.
Danielle with headlines.
I gotta get knocked up in the next 3 months.
She would grab your genitalia and then lick you from your Adam's apple up across your face.
When she's sober, you're a 4. When she's got a buzz on, you're an 8.
Right. I am gonna make hold on a second. I'm gonna make your wildest dreams come.
Yeah, that's usually what it's like.
And health nut Mike Hsu.
That's steak to steakums right there.
He referred to me as Fatty McFatFat.
You're so high right now, I could punch your lights out.
My 3 favorite things, chicken, pot, pie.
Get a Long Island iced tea in an IV bag.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children.
It's not one size fits all.
Stuffing is going to happen. Myself.
Please share this and let's show everyone how powerful it is.
Let's all take one for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get that later on.
Danielle,
are you happy, LB? You don't like when Danielle's here. You like having
she just mocks me. That's her gig.
I'll mock you, buddy, if you want.
It's not that hard, LB. It's not that difficult to mock you. I mean,
I get it.
Uh huh.
You know, I'm the new Spaz.
Well, you're not the new
unless
Spaz.
Unless Spaz comes in to take chunk.
Yeah, I mean, you're not the new Spaz, but. There are some things that one can find that you could be mocked about. But then again, I think that when it comes to everybody who is on the show or everybody listening to the show, you can always find something to mock someone about,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's the direction you choose to go in.
Yeah, jerk.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's Wednesday. It's actually Ash Wednesday. And I was reading this morning that there's a new trend, which is ashes to go. So you don't even have to actually go to church.
Well, that defeats
you can get the ashes. They're sending some priests out to the Dunkin' Donuts or the
Ash Hub?
The MBTA station. Yeah, they're getting in Ubers right. and going around. And
this
so you're
like Willie Loman, like Acme.
Yeah.
Company, door to door.
You don't really have to go to church anymore on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, good.
You can get the ashes to go if you're going to a tea station. So
good, because I'm really busy.
That was, yeah.
You know, and the Lord can't get in the way of my commute.
Well, but it is an Ash Wednesday, and if you want to call and you want to be on the show, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764 WAAF, that's 764-9223, or you can text on the text line, which is 97107, and text with your comment anytime this morning. Today's weather, it is going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get up to 23, so it's really going to be warm today.
Nice!
18 right now here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. We have tickets to give away for Dropkick Murphys. 4 shows. St. Patrick's Day is getting closer and closer and closer. And if you are the winner during the 7 o'clock hour, then you will win 4 pairs of tickets. Those tickets are for 4 different Dropkick shows. So we'll give those away during the 7 o'clock hour this morning. At 8, we are going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. For those who may have missed it yesterday, Danielle is off for the next few days because she is going to a healing retreat, and also there's some kind of yoga, like nude yoga thing that she's going to.
Yeah, there's some kind of power yoga.
Power yoga.
Or something like that.
She's going to come home with a new boyfriend with, like, you know, long ponytail.
It's a cosmic field trip, if you will.
Yeah. So that is where Danielle is. You might want to leave Hill Mail voicemail message on her trip or on any other topic, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8 this morning. Also, on the show this morning, I mentioned this yesterday, we're going to go behind the ear moth with Mick Jones of Foreigner. We have to figure out before Mick Jones comes on what ear moth we want to go behind. I think I know what I might want to go behind, but I will take your requests on which Foreigner ear moth we go behind ear moth with Mick Jones. But he will be on at 8:15 on this morning's show. This is Mike on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, hell man, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. I just want to ask you, this is more for LB.
Yeah.
You're walking, talking boob there, Scott from Weymouth. He calls other stations, and I do listen to the same stations, it seems like.
Yeah.
But yesterday, he called a sports station, and he does the whole same spiel. You know, give me 30 seconds. I got 1994 points,
boom.
Whatever.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. He called up the radio station and says, this is what the Bruins should do moving forward when Pasternak comes back. He should be the second-line center.
Yeah.
And they didn't even let him speak for the 3 seconds. They hung up on him and immediately started making fun of him. And I thought, LB, you guys get a kick out of it if you wanted to make fun of him today.
That's good.
Too funny.
He calls.
Yeah, let's F up the best line in hockey.
He calls lots of other radio stations. He really he has a lot of time on his hands. Hello, Chris.
Hey, guys. Has anyone stopped to consider that Danielle might be out with the D guy, the Richard? Is that like
possible.
A possibility?
Possible that she made the whole thing up so that she could spend all day in bed with the D guy who's been texting with her who doesn't know who she is.
Right.
Possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Yeah, they are flirty.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need to... I hate to start the show on a sad note, but I need to tell you that the Greg Hill Foundation is raising money today for a local family, and we are matching your donations up to $7,500 today for the family of Chris Cornetta of North Attleboro. Chris a youth sports coach, a dad, and a firefighter in North Attleboro, and he died Monday morning while clearing his driveway.
Oh.
Storm-wise, had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
Leaves behind wife, family. We are matching your donations to the Greg Hill Foundation up to $7,500. You can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org, and make a donation there. And it's a tax-deductible donation. We're a registered 501c3 foundation. And we will. Our mission is to get this check to the family of Chris Cornetta of North Attleboro as soon as possible, and,
right,
and without any red tape. And that's that's what we do. So, just a awful, awful, awful story. And you know, they give warnings before storms about, and especially when the snow is that heavy.
Yeah.
And you just never think it's going to be you. But you can give throughout the show today, and we will match your donations up to $7,500 for that family from North Attleboro. It is 6:09, and coming up in just a little bit, we may have to restrain Mike Hsu and the fellow nerds who listen to this program over the trailer that was released yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Ew. So we will get to that and the news coming up next. Well, looks like it's going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be 22 for a high. That's it, 22. And it is 18 right now. We are without Danielle today and tomorrow and Friday. She is headed off on some kind of a healer.
Sex junket?
Not a sex junket, Lyndon. A healer retreat and then a yoga retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she will come back and it will be all positive energy. There will be no there will be no Nancy know-it-all when she gets back.
I doubt that.
You do?
Not even the cosmic powers could derail that at all.
Well, I believe that she'll come back with like 1,000 times more confidence and just take over.
Okay. She's going to take over when she gets back. All right. Hey, the Dropkicks, speaking of the Dropkicks, which you just heard in the rejoin, I have tickets to give away this morning during the 7 o'clock hour. So if you are the right caller when I ask, you can win tickets for 4 different Dropkick shows. So 7 o'clock hour. 8 o'clock hour, we're going to play your Hill Mill voicemail messages back, and then we're going to talk to Mick Jones of Foreigner, and we will go behind the ear moth on, maybe that will be Stanley's poll this morning. How many songs can you put in?
I don't know. Foreigner has like, it seems like they have 20.
We have to
20 hits. They got tons and tons of hits.
We have to pick which ear moth we want to go behind with Mick Jones. Now, I will tell you this. Foreigner, I believe they're celebrating their 40th anniversary as a band.
Mm-hmm.
Mick Jones is an older guy. We've had him on the show, I think, once before, and he was a bit Spinal Tap-ish, so just be ready. just be ready for that.
Well, that's because his guitar's hung way down low.
Just be ready for that when we interview him at about 8:15 this morning. And on another note, I mentioned this at the start of the show. We are raising money this morning for a father from North Attleboro who passed away during the storm on Monday. Chris Cornetta was a youth sports coach. You know, one of those guys who always does the coaching, LB. You know how in town there's guys who always do it?
Oh, yeah.
And
they love it.
There's guys like me. I think I assistant coached 1 year of Reese's youth basketball, and that was it. But guy who always did that, a father, a firefighter, And the Greg Hill Foundation is matching your donations this morning up to $7,500. And we are currently this morning at $4,220.
Nice, already.
Since
awesome.
since we announced this last night on the social medias. So it's a tax-deductible donation, registered 501c3 foundation, and you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. This is Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I knew Chris. Chris was an awesome guy. He was great. He was always involved with the kids. You know, he always wanted to be on the field. He was helping out. You know, he was a good guy.
Just a really sad story. And he was.
Yeah, I lived in North Attleboro for quite a few years, and I moved back to Attleboro the last couple of years, and now I'm involved with the Attleboro Whitehawks football.
Yep.
And the league, as a league last night, we donated to the Greg Hill Foundation. So if there's anybody out there listening that knows any of the football teams in the area, we encourage the league to donate too. Get involved. Chris was an awesome guy.
Yeah. No, I mean, out clearing the driveway on Monday morning,
yeah.
I believe 51 years old.
Way too young.
Way too young. So, you can donate when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And I will keep you up to date this morning on what the donation totals are. Very excited yesterday to see the Game of Thrones trailer
for
final season number 8. Now listen, you're calling me a nerd.
Yeah, that fantasy stuff. That's nerdville.
I don't believe that.
Okay,
you're going to be into this, but you're not going to. Okay, and you're not going to be a nerd.
Captain Kirk.
Shut up over there.
I would like to take some calls or some text messages. Simply because I watch the greatest fantasy program of all time in history. Just because I watch Game of Thrones, I don't believe that qualifies me as a nerd. Now,
you are sorely mistaken, sir.
You are
in denial. Nerd denial. That's what's going on right now.
You are our chief nerd officer.
Yeah.
It is well documented.
Yeah.
You do the nerd report.
Yes.
In fact, I believe that you have a nerd report coming up in just about a half an hour.
Okay. This is that's serious stuff.
Okay. However, I don't think watching game. I mean, you can weigh in if you want.
Take notes.
Anyway, I thought we might play a little bit of the trailer because it does work on the radio. There are some things that you hear.
Okay.
Now, I believe I read yesterday that the finale of Game of Thrones has the longest battle scene ever on film or television.
Wow.
Is that possible?
It did take, I think I last heard four or 5 months to film.
That particular battle
scene. Just that battle scene.
You're kidding me.
No, it may be the longest taken to film.
Chills.
But, yeah,
I'm getting
really?
Chills over here.
My chainmail is shaking.
Great payday for the extras.
Oh, right? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, go ahead. Let's listen to the trailer.
I know death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
Everything you did brought you where you are now. Where you belong. Home.
They're coming. Our enemy doesn't tire. Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel. I promise to fight for the living. I intend to keep that promise.
Oh. Ooh. Wow. Oh. That's pretty epic.
Now, a texter says, I don't believe that they're referring to themselves, that I am a nerd for watching Game of Thrones because I am watching to try to see Mother of Dragons nude. Now, Mother of Dragons does not get nude anymore.
Nope.
That is
boo.
I think she.
Boo.
Yes.
I think she. Yes. Boo.
I think she changed.
Ratings disaster.
this is Mark right now. Hello, hey Mark.
Good morning, Gregory.
What's up, Marcus?
As much as you're trying to deny it to the mass audience, you know, that you're not a nerd, but watching the trailer and analyzing it is still a nerd.
No.
And lastly,
no.
And lastly, Greg, can the song by Foreigner be Waiting for a Girl Like You?
It could be Waiting for a Girl Like You.
Okay. That was a pretty huge hit.
That was a pretty big hit.
Was that on Foreigner 4?
Yes.
I believe that at one time it was a law in the Commonwealth that if you were between the ages of 12 and 25, you had to own Foreigner 4.
Yeah. Well, because of Jukebox Hero.
I mean, everybody had it. It was playing everywhere.
Now, what Bish was referring to when he just called is Mick Jones of Foreigner is coming on this show at 8:15, and I want to go behind the ear moth with him, but we need to figure out what song we're going to.
They have several.
What's the one that has the chorus in it?
Every song.
No. The choral group.
That was like their biggest, I think. What was that? I want to know what love is.
Yeah. I want to know.
And I want you to show me.
I love that one. That reminds me of Melissa Philbrick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're a romantic.
I want to know. Maybe we'll go behind the ear moth with I want to know what love is. He's going to join us at 8:15, and we'll see where we end up on that. How do you feel? On a different note, this morning, how do you feel about this petition to change the name of the Patriots Stadium because of the incidents at the massage parlor in Jupiter, Florida? Of course, Gillette is probably going to have to act on that now that it has become a big story this morning. Would you say, Shu? There's an online petition in which more than 13,000 people have demanded that Procter and Gamble cut ties with the Patriots. And I don't know. I mean, do you think that they'll have to react to that? I mean, they spend a lot of money on those naming rights, and they probably already paid the money for those naming rights. So I don't know. I mean,
paying that money. Now, that obviously a lot of that ends up with Robert Kraft, right? That money he gains from that.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean,
right? Because he's the owner of the team.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
And they own the stadium.
Yes.
So he gets some of that money. Now, if it is proven that he knew there was sex trafficking going on.
But the women who did it, who performed whatever they performed on him with the lights off and the cloth down, they were not sex trafficked. They were not sex trafficked women. They were the owner of the place and the manager
right,
of the
still,
place.
Right. Still. If he knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And still went to that place and gave that place his money, then I wouldn't want to give money to that cause either. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm pretty speculating, but I think he's been going to that place for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew what was going on there. And he knew why the women were sleeping there and living there and eating there. Mm-hmm. And if he knew that they were there against their will, then yes, I think maybe Gillette should think about cutting ties with the Patriots.
You're being very naive.
How is that?
Well, when you go into one of those places,
here comes the hypothetical situation that has nothing to do with the conversation.
I'm trying to give you a heads up. I'm not sure if you've been there. I've gone to one of those places.
No, I have not.
Okay, so the first thing you don't ever say, or I have never said, is, "Yeah, hi, I'm here to get taken care of, get a massage, and just for the record." Or do you sex traffic your girls? You d- that's you not the conversation that goes on with any client at any one of those joints.
But maybe you should.
I don't think Bob Kraft goes online and Googles sex trafficking massage parlors.
No, of course not.
Okay, so
but Bob Kraft
so
goes to that place.
Words in his mouth? What,
Bob Kraft, I'm speculating on this.
Okay,
all those guys
you.
Go
thank
to that
you.
Place because they're told that nobody will talk. Because we've got their passports or we're threatening their family members or whatever. Yeah, speculation on my part. Why would a guy who's worth over $6 billion go to a strip mall?
Because he wants to, because he's worth $6 billion.
There's so many other ways
he could
do that.
And he saw the sign. He's like, oh, yeah, hey, maybe I'll pop in there for a massage.
It was because of the insurance of security.
Now, I get your whole hypothetical Bob Kraft's a gigantic pervert that's into sex trafficking.
Well, I didn't say he was a pervert. Everybody's got their thing, man.
The line of conversation is so far gone. It's like you're a Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't even know what that means.
Well, no, Pittsburgh Steeler fans hate the Patriots, and they make a bunch of crap.
Oh, okay, so you're saying I hate the Patriots.
You know Derek he'd like it to be called
Disney. Yeah, could Derek call in?
They should just call it Disney. No, don't.
I love Derek. Derek is my favorite caller of all time.
What? I love D, too.
He is. At first, I hated Derek when he first started calling. I said, this guy's a total douche.
Now you love
him? But then, you know why I love him?
You just put the bat signal out for Derek to call.
I admire his purity. He has never strayed from the path of his message.
He's on the phone right now.
There you go.
You put the bat signal out.
Yeah, good.
And Gotham City is...
That's the Steelers signal.
Gotham City is about to hear from Derek the Steelers fan. Yes, good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening, D?
Oh, you know. You know, I the best part of any Patriots story is listening to LB lose his mind. It's the best part of any story.
Mm-hmm.
That said, this is what I told you when this first came out. Okay, you want you people up here, you want to chant A-Roid, and then you get 5-6 of your guys popped, and it's no big deal. Okay, you want to chant Rapelessburger? Well, guess what? This is what it's all about, LB.
Yeah,
I agree with you. You know, people do this stuff all the time, but the beauty of it is now he's got to lie in the bed he made.
Yeah, no,
and
I
think it's beautiful.
I gotcha. You know, the embarrassment's worse more than anything else. And with Big Ben, I thought he got jobbed as well on that whole deal.
Oh, he definitely did,
yeah.
But it doesn't stop the alleged, you know, diehard football fans up here from acting like morons.
Yeah, the mics of the world.
You get what you get.
Can we not?
He's definitely going to get suspended. They're definitely going to get fined. And sorry, but you're going to have owners who want him out.
Can we not use the term jobbed when we're talking about what happened?
That was LB, not me.
At the Orchids of Asia. The day spa or whatever. So do you think Gillette ought to remove themselves from the naming rights?
It doesn't really matter what anybody thinks. This is what happens when you go through scandal after scandal after scandal. You know, if you think, you know, what great franchise has, I don't know, multiple cheating scandals, multiple PED busts. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think, Hilldog? What do you think will happen? Of course, there's going to be backlash.
Oh, of course.
Okay, when all the answer is up here is, well, everybody does it. That doesn't cut it in the public eye. It just doesn't.
Okay,
except for here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when you think about Gillette, though, I don't know, shaving women's legs, razors, Gillette, $1 billion industry.
Well, of course, it's a billion. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, so, you know.
Exactly.
You know, the women, are, you know, revolt.
I mean, Procter & Gamble, bag of cash, LB.
No.
Billion
guys,
dollar.
They make everything.
Yeah.
Bobette is on the phone. Hello, Bobette.
Hey, how you doing?
What's happening, Bobette?
Well, I'm just saying, what do you guys want Kraft to do? Fly out to Vegas where prostitution is legal, or go to some bar, pick up some girl who's going to write about it in the Inquirer the next day, or try to get pregnant so she can trap him.
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do? He's a single guy. He has needs, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what he's supposed to do in order to not get trapped or in a lot of trouble or whatever, have it in the newspaper the next day either way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he went in there knowing that people were being sex trafficked. I don't think he would do that if he knew they were. It would just bring him more trouble. So why would he do that? I don't believe he did it on those terms, knowing that.
I think he should have hopped the private jet and flown out to the Bunny Ranch.
You
probably would have been better for him.
Yeah. You know, where the ladies are there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they want to be there, and that's their job, and it's regulated and everything like that. Like, I'm like LB. I believe prostitution should be regulated somehow, and that will, you know, hurt and maybe get rid of the trafficking, you know, industry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there were so many ways. This guy has the resources to go somewhere else, to do it a different way.
Yeah,
to
but get he had an afternoon. He had a 4 o'clock meeting. He had his meeting suit on, shoes on.
He couldn't get on a Learjet to get to the AFC championship. He had the AFC championship game to get to. It was the morning of the game.
Then get the presidential suite at the best hotel in Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
And hire an escort and have her snuck in through the back door with his security team and then do it that way. I don't understand. It's like the celebrities who get busted for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're smart. You have an event, so you say, hey, monkey, can you drive me?
Yes.
Because I'm going to have a few drinks.
Right.
Or you take Uber or whatever.
Yeah.
Someone like this with the resources, why don't they just get a car? Someone to drive for them.
I don't know why they don't. This is Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to, I'm surprised we're back on this subject, first off. But constantly, Shu, I hear you saying, this is purely speculation on my part.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem with this whole story. It's all speculation. Right now, there's zero fact. There's zero evidence. He's been charged with 2 minutes.
No, that's untrue. That's untrue. There's not zero evidence. There's not zero evidence. There's video evidence of him making a transaction and a sex act going on.
Not the sex trafficking issue. There's no evidence of the sex trafficking. But yet, here you are constantly saying, well, I think he knew. Well, you can't go off you thought he knew.
I can give my opinion. I think he knew.
But when you're on a radio station that reaches out to hundreds of thousands of people,
right?
You're constantly saying,
hundreds,
Bob Kraft
hundreds.
Knew, Bob Kraft knew, Maybe. Bob Kraft knew.
Yeah.
That's how fake news starts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I believe that he probably knew, as well as every other rich guy on that list.
Hundreds of people, maybe. Maybe during the 7 o'clock hour.
Come on, Greg.
All right, tens.
Come on, it's WAF. Dozens.
Dozens of people. Okay,
right.
Dozens. let's see, this is Joe on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, Joe.
How you doing? Good morning, everybody.
What's going on, Joe? Where are you right now, Joe?
I'm driving on 495. I'm Polo Joe. I called on Monday.
Okay, what's going on?
I agree with you. You know, when Tiger Woods got caught having sex with numerous partners, he lost a lot of sponsors because he is a public figure. Children look up to him. So, you know, children want to be like their idol. I mean, I'm not saying that Robert Kraft is an idol, but
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, he is a public figure. He is responsible for a lot of things that go on in Massachusetts. So if he is doing something wrong, other people might think it's okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I appreciate your support, but I have to disagree that people like Robert Kraft, just because he's a public figure and professional athletes, and yes, kids look up to the professional athletes, but they are under no obligation to be role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are not parenting your child.
Mm-hmm.
You are parenting your child.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, apparently 13,000 people, only 200 here in Massachusetts, however.
Oh, really?
Have signed.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
They have signed an online petition to demand that Procter & Gamble remove the name Gillette from the stadium.
And where are the rest from? Flushing?
And you know what? Why don't they just call it Stadium of Champions?
You might as well.
Stadium of Winners.
Right.
Winner Stadium.
You can't jinx it. The Super Bowl Stadium.
Why don't they call it Lombardi Stadium?
Yeah, you might as well just make the whole stadium the trophy.
Lombardi Trophy Stadium. That's what they should call it. We don't need the name of Gillette on it.
Right.
I mean, who cares?
Right. We've won it.
Listen, it's like People still call it the Garden. Nobody calls it TD Bank North Garden. They call it the Garden. Right. Everybody will still call it Gillette anyway.
Let's go back to calling it Schaefer.
Let's call it Schaefer. Right. Let's call it Great Woods because we all still call that place Great Woods anyway. All right. If you would like to be on the show this morning, you could call on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. Or you can text on the text line, which is 97107. Danielle is off for the rest of the week, attending some kind of a cult yoga retreat in New Jersey.
Yep.
Maybe we'll get an update from her. Maybe she will never return and will be kidnapped by the cult. Or I have no idea what's going to happen. But
she'll come back with some sort of full back tattoo.
Maybe.
Idolization tattoo.
It is 10 minutes before 7, and we're about to get to the nerd report. However, before the break, we were discussing the petition that has been signed online to demand that Procter & Gamble remove the name Gillette from the stadium in Foxborough because of the incident or incidents at the Orchids of Asia Spa, massage spa in Florida. And I have several suggestions on the text machine this morning for new names for the stadium.
Oh, boy.
Like, for instance, the Kraft Coliseum is one suggestion. A 617 texter is suggesting that it be called the House de Lombardi, which I think is a pretty good name.
That is very
good. And then finally, I happen to believe this is the best ever. 781 texter suggested that it be now be called the Bradium.
Bradium. Oh, my God.
Okay. Patriots Bradium, or just the Bradium.
If we do that, we have to replace the lighthouse with a gigantic bust, even bigger, of Tom Brady.
Of Tom Brady, yes. A bestie. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, kid? What's going on, Jonathan?
Oh, not too much, man. I just this guy, Derek the Steelers fan, he always comes on, and it's almost like he's never heard of any of the cheating scandals from his own team.
It's like a
perfect one. The team doctor got busted and got indicted, actually, for giving steroids to all their players from the 70s all the way into 2006.
The Steelers, right? The Steelers doctor?
Yeah. And he gave an excuse that they were supposedly dwarfs to give them steroids, right?
Yeah.
That's not even... Yeah. That doesn't even begin to top it. Then you got steroid, Spygate. They did the same thing. Bill Cowher admitted to stealing the signals, right? Mm-hmm. In 2016, they were busted with underinflated football during a game against the Giants. Eli Apple intercepted the ball, took it over. They inspected it, and sure enough, it was underinflated, that ball.
I believe Jonathan, I think there's a website. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, yourteamcheats.com. That's where I'm on right now.
Okay, yeah. If you're not a Patriots fan, you can go on that site and find out how many times your team has been busted for cheating.
Right.
Every team cheats.
The big difference, though, with the cheating between the Patriots and the Steelers is that the Steelers are losers.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. They still have to play the game. Yeah.
Right. And we've got a bunch of Super Bowls.
For that caller, Hilldog.
Yes.
It was the 70s. Everybody did steroids.
Probably. More than likely. This is Sergio. Hello, Sergio.
Yes, sir. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Yes, sir. My question for Shu, actually. You say you've been boycotting a lot of things like John Wayne, Michael Jackson, and Kevin Spacey. What about the Patriots with Kraft and all that? I know you're not going to totally boycott them, but what's your take on that?
Well, if Robert Kraft is found to have known that there was sex trafficking going on and still giving this place business, then I will no longer pay for tickets to go see the Patriots.
If somebody hands them to me,
then I don't want to be rude, and I will go.
You will. You're a hypocrite. I noticed this morning that countless Canadian radio stations have banned the music of Michael Jackson after the airing of Leaving Neverland, the documentary which we have talked about on this show for the past couple days, which after viewing, one must shower several times because of the disturbing nature of it. So,
right.
Canadian radio stations no longer playing any Michael Jackson songs.
There was a mall, I believe, in Denmark, I want to say, that had a wax figure of Michael Jackson in it, and they removed it.
They did?
Because of this, but they put it back.
Oh,
because the patrons of the mall wanted it back, and they signed a petition saying we want the, you know, they replaced it with a Brad Pitt wax figure.
Oh, so are you saying that Denmark has redeemed itself?
Well, I wouldn't quite say that.
Denmark has redeemed itself.
Uh-huh. Brad Pitt, a beautiful man, probably the best looking human being on the planet.
Might be.
All right, we are raising money this morning for a family from North Attleboro, and a guy named Chris Cornetta of North Attleboro, a youth sports coach, a dad, a firefighter, died on Monday morning while he was clearing his driveway after the storm. And we're the Greg Hill Foundation is matching your donations today up to $7,500. And so if you'd like to donate, you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org and make a tax-deductible donation. And a friend of the show, Dan Ashworth, who runs Ashworth Awards, I think is what they're called.
Great stuff. Great dude. Is great on the guy, phone. Great family.
Hey, Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Greg. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing all right under these horrible circumstances.
Yes. And you actually had reached out and mentioned that Chris was a neighbor and that what an extraordinary guy he was.
Yeah, he's actually a buddy of mine. He was in my wedding. We grew up together. He's going to be sorely missed by the whole community. He was such a big part of the town of North Attleboro.
And everything I read, you know, he was loved coaching youth sports, loved doing stuff in the community. I think I saw an article where they called him the mayor of North Attleboro, and you know, not elected, but because he just did so much in the community.
He knew everybody.
Yeah,
and everybody knew him. Kind of like you. You know, everyone knows you.
Yes. A big loss. Big loss.
It's a huge loss for the community, and I just really wanted to reach out to you guys personally and say thank you for helping out because it really means a lot to me as your friend, and you know. I just really appreciate everything you guys are doing for the family because, you know, it's a really trying time for them.
Well, so far, the amazing audience of this show has donated over $5,000. So $5,085, and we'll keep it going. And,
sounds great.
And Dan, thanks for sharing your thoughts on Chris. And
all right, I'll talk to you soon, bud.
All right. Real quick, I believe that Monkey has called the program.
Hey, Johnny
Egan. What's up, Monkey?
Good morning, crew. How are you?
Hey, Eags, man.
What are you calling about?
Hey, listen, I'm a little disturbed about how Kraft was handled down there in Florida with his monkey.
Right?
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, unprofessional.
Yes, if he did his logistics before, you know, I don't think he would have let Kraft go in there and, you know, if there was any sex trafficking. I wouldn't let you go in there, Greg.
Johnny, could you please, for the record, now that you've said that, could you please state that we have never made a trip to any massage parlor anywhere?
Never. But when we went to Vancouver, we had massage in our room.
We were not together being massaged in a hotel room in Vancouver.
Johnny, who went first?
Oh my God!
Greg has never taken part in any of that.
No, never.
Never.
And so Shu had mentioned earlier, why doesn't somebody like when these celebrities get busted for drunk driving, he says they need to have a monkey. When Robert Kraft is going into a place like this, he needs to have a monkey. So
yeah. Right. Yeah. That's because everybody wants to talk about everybody's personal, and they don't want anybody to know anything. That's the reason why they do it on their own.
Yeah.
It's a bad judgment. So if you get somebody who's solid, doesn't talk about anything, then they can go out and do their business.
Yeah.
It's my job to protect you. So. Yeah.
Wow.
But you never do anything, Greg, so I don't have to worry about it. I can't write a book for you, you know?
Well, you could write about watching Dateline NBC at...
Yes, and that's what, correct. Documentary.
All right.
Listen, I have to earn my wage, so I have to head out. So.
All right, Johnny.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks for your time. Good luck. Bye.
All right. There you have Johnny Egan.
Good man.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah.
The man is, he's extraordinary. All right. We are going to get to the sports and then the nerd report after the sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.